Well, good stuff. We'll talk about that in a second. In the meantime, we have our good friend Sean Stone with us. He is our cultural editor. He comes here each week, every Thursday, to tell us what's happening on area stages and screens, and we couldn't be more delighted. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
Very nice to have you with us. So where would you like to begin?
Well, I've seen some movies. One is the romantic melodrama Me Before You, in which a perky young woman is hired to be the companion of a man who suffers from quadriplegia. Now, when the movie started, I actually thought it was set in the 80s, because it's all these popping colors, yeah. You know, and she dresses like, you know, Cyndi Lauper's cousin. and it's not. It's contemporary. She's just kind of quirky. She's an English pixie girl. And it's a serious drama, and it's attracted a certain amount of pushback because it brings in the subject of assisted suicide, which sort of comes in the third act and like hits you in the face. But it's very well acted, and the couple have a lot of chemistry. I was looking at the actress. I'm like, she's really good. I should know her from something. And, of course, I Google her, and I can't think of her name right now. And she's like the Dragon Whisperer on Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I've never seen that show, so, you know, it's not my thing. But I'm like, oh, she's famous. It's like, I'm the jerk here. Yeah. So
there's a lot of people in Game of Thrones, though. It's hard to know.
Oh, I know. I think. Well, that's the other thing. Everyone, I swear, what's going to happen for the next 5 years is that every Brit movie like this one is going to be half Game of Thrones and half Downton Abbey.
Yes. Well, you're probably right.
And this was the case in this movie. Okay. There were like two Downton Abbey actors and two Game of Thrones actors. So there you go.
Sort of like the British equivalent to our Law and Order.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Got it.
The other movie I saw is the really dark, absurdist comedy, The Lobster. The trailer did not quite prepare me for how dark this movie is. It's about a dystopian society where if you're not paired up with someone, you have like a month to find someone or you get turned into an animal. And it's Colin Farrell and Ben Whishaw and Leah Seydoux and John C. Reilly and Rachel Weisz. It's beautifully acted, but it's parts of it are brutal and sadistic, and there is murder and mutilation. And so it's a comedy, but it's not for the faint-hearted.
All right.
So there you go.
It's kind of a mixed review then.
Yes, it was. It was a mixed review.
Okay.
Because it pulls it. The relationship between Farrell and Weisz is believable, and it sort of pulls you into the movie, but I don't know. The mutilation stuff, I'm not happy about.
Well, if you're not interested in going to see a film, there are plenty of great concerts coming up. The summer concert season is upon us, beginning with some really good stuff tomorrow night.
The Little River Band 40th Anniversary Tour is at Proctor's in Schenectady on Friday. That seems to me to be typical of like a late 70s sound, the sort of laid-back rock sound,
yep.
You know, that sort of thing. So if you were there, you know what it sounds like, and you'll probably want to revisit it. Also Friday at Tanglewood, because all of the big venues are open now,
yep.
It's the great Dolly Parton.
I am so excited for this show.
You'll enjoy it. I saw her at the Times Union Center a few years ago.
Did you really? Now, see, I have not had. She's been on kind of my bucket list of people to see, which is, by the way, shrinking both because I've seen the people and because the people I want to see are dying.
Uh-huh.
So, but I've wanted to see her for a very long time, and it's been quite a while since she's been out on tour, and I just think this is going to be great. I know it's a fairly scaled down show. I think four or five musicians on stage with her, and it just should be great.
Yeah, she'll play the songs you expect she'll play, and she will also sing songs that she just wants to sing. I mean, it'll be a varied show. It's very entertaining, and she has good stories.
I was looking at the set list, and I'm just looking forward to hearing Dolly Parton sing "American Pie."
Nice.
I'm sorry. I am.
I got Imagine. I think I would like to see American Pie.
I think it is part of a medley, so I don't think we're going to go for the whole thing.
All 37 verses?
It should come in. I'm looking forward to it. All right. That'll be fun.
And then, of course, SPAC, it's their 50th anniversary. They're having all sorts of special performances. And on Saturday, June 18th, they're featuring Doug Verone and Dancers, who are familiar to this region. They've played in a lot of venues over the years. They're doing three pieces, Castles, Strict Love, and Lux. Then we have two really strange things that don't usually happen in June in this area. We've got filmmaker visits. Proctors in Schenectady Saturday at noon. They're going to show the romantic comedy Love Jones, and actor Lorenz Tate is going to be there to introduce it.
That's great.
And then Saturday night at the Madison Theater in Albany, they're going to be showing The Remains of the Day, and director James Ivory is going to be there, and Peter Biskind is going to be asking him questions.
That's very nice.
Which is an amazing thing for Albany. And then Sunday afternoon, the Brian Wilson Pet Sounds Tour is coming to Tanglewood. That's at 2:30 in the afternoon. He's playing all of Pet Sounds with his fabulous band, plus greatest hits. A couple of ex-Beach Boys, Al Jardine, who sang Help Me Rhonda. He was the lead singer on that. And Blondie Chaplin, who was the lead singer on Sail on Sailor. So it's going to be fantastic.
Al Jardine will be on the program on Friday.
Oh, that's great.
We're very excited, yeah. We're going to talk to him.
And then also Sunday afternoon at Proctor's in Schenectady, Celtic Woman. It's June. It's not March. Celtic Woman, the Destiny Tour.
I got booked in June.
I know. It's 3 o'clock on Sunday, so there you go. Also Sunday at Helsinki Hudson, it's Dylan LeBlanc with the Pollies opening. Then on Tuesday, back to SPAC for, I guess the farewell tour wasn't real? Dead and Company.
Okay, they're back.
Some of them, Bill Kurtzman, the drummer's there, and Bob Weir, and John Mayer.
There you go.
Yeah. And then the intro music, Sarah LeDuc's favorite band,
yes.
Lucius, is playing the Upstate Concert Hall on Wednesday. Margaret Glaspy will be opening. They are so hip, Paul Krugman tweeted out a picture of himself with them.
They're amazing.
Yes, they are.
They did a live performance with us at a show that we did over at Massamoca. Man, were they good.
Yeah.
Just great, like goosebumps. We're almost out of time, but I am more than a little excited about Finding Dory.
Yes, they're doing the sequel, Pixar.
And I have not read a bad review. Every review has been just glowing.
Well, Nemo was one of the best loved outside of Toy Story films.
Yeah.
So you'd figure they wouldn't mess it up.
Yeah, Albert Brooks, Ellen
right.
DeGeneres, Ty Burrell, Ed O'Neill. Where can you go wrong?
And then you have Genius, which is a film about the fraught relationship between editor Maxwell Perkins, played by Colin Firth, and writer Thomas Wolfe, played by Jude Law. And Laura Linney's in it, and Nicole Kidman. It looks
also
really good.
Good stuff.
Saw the
there.
Trailer.
Genius and Finding Dory opening this weekend. You can find out the entire list and see what Sean has in store for you by going to Roundtable, WAMC.org/roundtable, WAMC.org/roundtable. Sean, it's always great to have you here. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.